Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 151, All Things Are Echoes of the Voice for God. This is a beautiful lesson because it reminds us that God takes care of everything, that our part is to choose, our part is to invite, to welcome, to allow the memory of who we are and what we represent to return to our mind. But once that choice has been made, God Himself fulfills that choice through the Holy Spirit. It says you must learn to doubt the evidence, and it will clear the way to recognize yourself, and let the voice for God alone be judge of what is worthy of your own belief. What is created within us cannot be altered or changed or improved or taken from, but we believe that it can. It's like making up that imaginary friend and believing that that friend can actually attack you and take something from you. As a child of God, if you give a moment or a space to such a thought, you will actually create it as if it occurred. None of this has occurred. You have never been less than whole, and no one and no thing has ever taken anything from you. Today we recognize that if we give God our thoughts, that He will give them back as miracles, which joyously proclaim the wholeness and the happiness that He wills for us, as proof of His eternal love. In other words, God will prove His love to you. It is not up to us to decide one way or the other. Our part is to simply choose and welcome, and then let that divine love enter our minds and improve its love, that we could remember everything it speaks of with gladness and certainty. Today we will remember that we hold our oneness with God, and that heaven has corrected everything and made it pure already. Our ministry has begun. We carry around the world the joyous news that truth has no illusions, and the peace of God through us belongs to everyone.